Okay, today's daf is Sota Daf Dalet. Today we're going to discuss basically two topics. The entire Daf Dalet Amud Aleph is all about the shear of stira, how long when Sota goes into seclusion with a man, how long that seclusion shall last. So we're going to talk about nine different opinions in Tanaim, how long it should last on Amud Aleph, and then we're going to start asking stiras between all of those different Tanaim, because they appear differently in two different prices, where each Tana is so sir his own opinion. So the Gemara is going to try to reconcile all those stiras, and then we're going to have three unresolved questions about the specifics of the opinions of the shir stira, what exactly it means, what each of these opinion mean. So that's the entire Amud Aleph is all about the shir stira. On the top of Amud Beis is still talking about the shir stira. We're going to talk about how Ben Azai knew the shir stira, because we're going to say all these nine different opinions at the time, we're just figuring out how long it takes each of them personally to have Bia, but Ben Azai was never married, so how did he possibly figure it out? So the Gemara has three possibilities for that. And then most of Amud Beis is about Netilas Yadayim. We're going to talk about the connection between being Mevatel Netilas Yadayim and being Boel Isha Zona, probably two things what we would not have connected with each other. And the Gemara is going to talk about how to position one's hands after doing Netilas Yadayim, whether it be Netilas Yadayim before Suda, or whether it be Mayim Achronim, and maybe different in terms of how one positions their hands, how you hold your hands after doing the Netilas Yadayim. And then toward the end of the page, we're going to get into, toward the end of the daf, we're going to get into some issues of how terrible the midah of Gasus HaRuach is, how terrible it is to be an arrogant person. And we're going to have five different averos that we're going to equate Gasus HaRuach with, and it's a pretty significant list of terrible averos that we associate Gasus HaRuach with. And we're also going to talk about the terrible impact that being Boel and Eshes Ish can have on a person. So we sort of associate those with each other as well, Gasus HaRuach and being Boel and Eshes Ish. So let's begin. Most of the actions on Amud Beis, so we're gonna let's begin. But we're a little bit behind over here. Tanan Hasam, we're all the way back about 12 lines before the end of the page on Dav Gimel Amud Beis. So we discussed yesterday that even though it takes two Eidim to establish that a man was Mekane his wife and to establish the stira, Machlokes Tanaim, but let's assume two Eidim. Once you have Kinui Estira, you only need one Eid Tuma to establish that she was actually Niv'elas. So Tanan Asam, Shoya Badin, we could have made the following Cheshbon. Uma Eidus HaRishon HaShein HaSarti Yisroelam Eilem Eskayam Espachs Mishnayim. If the Eid Estira, which is not going to Asar her forever necessarily, because she's going to drink the Mesota and she might be vindicated and she'll be Mutaris. So it's not so impactful what's happening at the Estira. It's not going to Asar her forever. And still you need to aid him to establish Eide Stira, so Eidus Achrona, Eide Tuma, which shows Sarti Yisraelim, which has the ability to aser her forever, in Odin Shlut Skaim Pachs Mishnaim. If it's such a more impactful Eidus, so shouldn't we say all the more so? You need to aid him. Tamalomar, the aid ain ba. Kol Sheyeshba. That's why the pasuk says ve'ed ein ba, and we darshan, yeah, if the woman sleeps with someone ve'ed ein ba, and there's not even a single aid, then we don't know anything. But as long as there's even a single aid, then she's considered to be asura. So it says Gemara, okay, once we know that even an aid echad is good enough for aidei tuma, ve'kal v'chomer le'edus harishona me'ata uma edus ha'achrona shosar. If when it comes to the Eidei Tuma, you only need an Eid Echad, even though this is such an impactful event, it's going to answer her forever. So when you're talking about Eidei Stira, which is not going to answer her forever, all the more so, since it's not so impactful, it should suffice with only a single Eid. That's why Tamal Omer, I need a pasuk, ki matzah ba ervas davar, ulalanu Omer al pishnei Eidim, al pishlosha Eidim, Yakum Davar. The word Davar appears when it comes to Davar Sheba Erva, and the word Davar appears when it comes to Dine Mamunus. Ma Davar Amar La'alon Al Pishnayim Edim Afkan Al Pishnayim. So just like Davar by Dine Mamunus is explicit in the Pasuk that it's Shnei Edim, so too over here it's Al Pishnayim Edim. So ask the Gemara, do you really need that drasha, that gzeir shav of davar mi mamon to teach that you need shnei edim? Haimichi matzuba ervas davar nafka? No, mi ba nafka. Shouldn't we derive it just from the pasuk of ve'ed ein ba? And we could darshan as follows that when is ed echad good enough? Ba velo bekinui. Ed echad is good enough for tuma, but not for kinui. Ba velo bestira mi ba'ile. That ed echad is good enough for tuma, but not for ede stira. So we see right there that for ede kinui and stira in each neidim. You don't need to go schlep from dine mamnis above davar davar gzer shav davar davar. You have it right there in the pasuk describing tuma itself that for ede kinui and ede stira you only need ed echad. So yeah, I mean you need to wait. Them that ed echad would not suffice. Says Mar Hachinami Karmer Tamalamar Ba Bavlo Bekinu Bavlo Basira. You're right. That's the real drasha. The real drasha is that it says Ba and we ed ein Ba and we dash in Bavlo Bekinu Bavlo Basira. V'tuma bi alma below kinoi below stira de lo mehemen ed echad minalan. No, but the question is, how do I know that if the tuma was not preceded by a kinoi and a stira, and you just stam up someone wanting to be meyer that a woman cheated on her husband? How do I know that in that case you need shnei edim and it doesn't suffice with an ed echad? So nemar kan ki matzav erevas davar nemar lalan al pi shnei edim al pi shlosh edim yakum davar ma davar lalan edim shnayim afkan edim shnayim. That's where we use davar davar mimamam. So tell me that you only need eid echad for eid tuma when it comes to a woman who's already had kinoi estira. That's the eid ein ba. So we darshan that even an eid echad would be enough. When it comes to telling me that you need shnei edim for kinoi estira, ba velo bekinoi, ba velo bestira, all from the pasuk of the eid ein ba. But how do I know in general that stam a woman who man was never mekane and she never had stira that you're going to need shnei edim in order to ask her? That we're not going to believe that she was unfaithful unless you have shnei edim. That's davar davar mimamun. That's what we derive davar davar mimamun. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Ezu Eidus Harishona. When we talk about Eidus Harishona, Eidus Achrona, what Eidus are we talking about? So I gave it away already because otherwise it wouldn't have made sense yet to say it. So Zu Eidus Tira. That's Eidus Tira, Eidus Harishona. Eidus Achrona, Zu Eidus Tuma. Eidus Achrona is a reference to Eidus Tuma. The Kama Shir Stira. How long is this Yichud that she has? And the post can discuss whether this is the same as the Shir Yichud that we have for all other Isurim. That we have that for all other arayos that we have in Isra of Yichud with arayos, whether when we give this shir stira, is it necessarily the same thing as shir yichud? So we have nine different shitos over here. But in the Chuvas Imre Eish, he says that even the yichud asr min haTorah is only asr with the yichud that has shir tuma. So Rav Moshe is mekel. He says dafka by a sota where you already had kinoi from the husband. And they saw they were spending a lot of time together, so then you don't include the Zman Ritzui in the Shir Stira. So when we talk about the Shir Stira, all these nine opinions we're about to have, that's specifically with a relationship we know is already a comfortable relationship. Because it's not going to take much for it to go from a comfortable relationship to having Bia. But if you have a regular Yichud, where the guy barely knows the girl, so then you can't say that the Shir Yichud is the amount of time that it takes to have Bia, and that's it. There's going to have to be some Ritzui there. They're going to have to get to know each other. He's going to have to he'll have to convince her. So that's how Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that the Shir Yichud, and this is the Chumra also, that when it comes to Yichud in, we have to be makbid that a chasan and kala stay in the room long enough for a Shir Yichud. Now they know each other very well usually by the time they stay, but still we try to be makbid that it's not just the Shir Tuma alone, but it's a Shir Ritzui together with a Shir Tuma. It's certainly more than just the Shir Tuma. It's the Shir that it would take to take off the clothing and get dressed again and everything else. And the Tshuvas Mariel Diskin, he says that Yichud even Pachos Mikadei Bia is Aser, meaning this Shir is for Shir Stira. For Yichud, he says we should be more Machmir, not less Machmir. Why? Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. You have to remember that Yichud is an Issa Daraisa, or at least Yichud Arayos is an Isra Daraisa. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the Yichud Arayos is Min HaTorah. Yichud with a Pnuya, with a single girl, was Beis Dino Shel David HaMelech, was Gozer. Yichud with a Goy, Beis Dino Shel Shammai V'Hillel, was Gozer. But the Shir Yichud initially that's Min HaTorah is even Chatzishir. Chatzishir is also Min HaTorah. And Mestama called the Tikkun Rabban Ken Daraisa. Tiknum, that even when you're having only a Yichud Midrabanan, the Shir is going to be even a Chatzi Shir. That's the discussion when it comes to Yichud in an elevator. You get into an elevator and it's just you and some other woman in the elevator, do you have to worry about Yichud? So those who want to be Machmir say, Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah. Even though the elevator is going to open up, you're not going to be in the elevator for the whole Shir Yichud, but a Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah. Others say, no, there's no Din Chatzi Shir Asim in HaTorah. The definition, the Shir of Yichud is not a Shir in Kamus, it's not a Shir of quantity, it's the definition of Yichud. Yichud doesn't mean there's an Isra of being alone with the person, it means there's an Isra of Yichud Kedebiya. That's the definition of Yichud. And yet others suggest that maybe Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah, but that Yichud means Yichud when there's no chance of someone else walking in. Since when you're in an elevator, at any point the doors could open up, so that's by definition, it's not Yichud, because there's always a chance that the doors will open up in a millisecond, and someone's gonna see, someone's gonna walk in. So that's why we're most poskim are mekel in terms of Yichud in an elevator. So anyway, become a Shir Stira. How long is this Shir Stira? So nine opinions. Number one, Kidei Tuma, Kidei Bia, Kidei Ara, Kidei Akav Zdekel, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's all one opinion. The amount of time that it takes for Tuma, which is Bia, which is the Tchilas Bia, which is the amount of time it takes to walk around the Dekel tree. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kidei Mezigas Kos, the amount of time it takes to dilute a cup of wine. Rabbi Shomer, Kidei Lishtos, the amount of time it takes to drink a cup of wine. Benazi Omer, Kidei Litzos Beitza, the amount of time it takes to roast an egg. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kidei Lugoma, the amount of time it takes to swallow an egg. So it's interesting, we quote Rabbi Akiva after Ben Azai, even though Ben Azai was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So Tosos and Dibra Maskel, Ben Azai explains, Had Makta Ben Azai Rabbi Akiva, Avakad Rabbi Akiva, Haya Rabbo, even though Rabbi Akiva was his Rabbi, is Mishum Ditzliya Kodemis Ligamiya. So it's because you roast the egg before you swallow the egg. So we want to go in the order of the of how you would prepare the egg. So even though in a Chinami, Rabbi Akiva normally deserves to be quoted first, we quote Ben Azai first because we're discussing how to deal the Shir Yichud in terms of an egg, so we go in the order that someone would prepare an egg. Now, Kedei Lagoma, the Achronim have a dion, whether a beitza has a din of an ochel or a mashke. Does it have a din of a food or a drink if you have an egg yolk, let's say? So, nafkaminas with regard to shiurim, if you consider like achilas ochel, so on Yom Kippur, the shiur would be a koseves, and legabe bracha, the shiur would be a kazayis, but if you say that it's like a mashke, so the shiur is kamala lugma for Yom HaKippurim, and for revius, when it comes to bracha. So some suggest from the lashon of gemia, from the lashon kedei legoma, that implies that it's a drink. That's what Rav Yashiv writes in his Ha'aros to Masecha Sota. Rav Yashiv didn't write the Ha'aros. Rav Efrati wrote them. But the Talmidim, the Talmidim of Rav Yashiv that were in the daily Gemara Shir. So they wrote that Rav Yashiv's Ha'ara was that normally gemia is a lashon of shtia. The pasuk says, Hagmieni na at mayim mikadech. Pasuk in Bereishis Chavdalit. Hagmieni na. Hagmieni is a lashon of, and Rashi says it's a lashon gemia, is a lashon of shtia. Mayim, you're drinking water over there. So maybe it's an indicator that it would have a din of a mashke. Pashto says it should have a din of an ochel. I mean, whatever you would drink as a beverage, Rav Shachter writes in Bikvei Atzor, whatever you would drink as a beverage normally has a din of a mashke. Whatever you eat as a food, but it doesn't depend on whether it's a liquid or a solid soup would probably not have a din of a mashke. A person eats it as a food, so probably have a din of Shachter writes that the Kasha Glover, the Eretz Tzvir, Eretz Tzvi Frimer, who's Rashiva and Chachmi Lublin, suggested that scotch would not have a din of a mashke, that would have a din of an ochel in terms of the shir, because people don't drink it as a drink in the sense that you drink it when you need to be refreshed or to quench your thirst. It's taken more like a food than it is like a drink. Big nafkamina legabi the shir. He suggests that's how the Kashuk Lover suggests. That's why the people use such small amounts of schnapps for kiddush, that maybe they hold the shir as a kazayis and not a revius, because it's a food and not a drink. Okay, it's pretty. 1 ounce is a pretty small shir kazayis. Also, that's okay. Rabbi Yehuda Maseira Omer Kedei Legmo Shlosh Beitzim Zuachazu. What are we up to? Sixth opinion. That it's in order to the amount of time it would take to swallow three eggs one right after the other. Rabbi Lozman Yirmiyahu Omer, a seventh opinion, Kedei Likshur Gardinima, to tie the strings on the loom. Chanan ben Pinchas Omer, Kadesh Tosh Diyada Latoch Pia Little Kisim. The amount of time it takes a woman to stick her hand into her mouth to take a splinter out of her mouth. Plima Omer, Kadesh Tosh Diyada Lasa Little Kikar. The ninth opinion, final opinion, the amount of time it takes a woman to stick her hand in the basket to take a loaf of bread out of the basket. Afal Bishen Raya Ledav Rezech Ledavar, even though there's no Raya to that last opinion, there's at least a hint to it. Ki Ba'adi Shazona Ad Kikar Lechem. That says Adi Shazona Ad Kikar. So you see, the shear's nose has something to do with the kikar lechem. V'kalani lamali. Why do I need all of these different shurim? So you get the impression that it's asking, why do I need nine different shurim? No, says Rashi, lemisni bereisha, lisni shear stira, kedetum, kedei akafas dekel. Why does it have to say in the reisha, meaning the first opinion, it's all about the first opinion. The first opinion expressed itself, kedetum, kedei pia, kedei hara, kedei akafas dekel. Rabbi Shmuel, the first opinion expressed himself in four different ways. Why do you have to express yourself in four different ways? So tzrichi, di'itan, if it only would have said kedei tuma avamina kedei tuma savarat susa kamashmalan kedei bia, I would have said that's the amount of time, not just of the tuma itself, but of the ritzoy as well. That's why it says kedei bia. V'itana kedei bia avamina kedei gemar bia kamashmalan kedei hara. If it only would have said kedei bia, I would have said gemar bia. That's why it says kedei hara. V'yashmin kedei hara avamina kedei hara varatzosa kamashmalan kedei tuma. If you would have said hara, which is the tchilas bia, I would have thought, yeah, but the amount of time that it takes to have ritzoy to convince her to have a tchilas bia. So that's why he says, no, kedei tuma. V'kama kedei hara kedei akavs dekel. And how long is all of this? It's the amount of time it takes to walk around the dekel tree. Uriminhi, but I'll ask you a stira. Now the stira is manifold, and the Gemara is going to discuss what the stira is, because we have nine different opinions. You have to remember the names of the nine different opinions that we had in the first brisa. Now we're going to quote a whole bunch of different opinions in the second brisa, and it's going to be the same names, but none of them are going to hold the same thing. So that's where the stira is going to be, and all the so the Gemara is going to elaborate on it one by one. Uriminhu v'nistra v'kamashir stira. How long is a shir stira? Lo shamanu. We don't know off the bat. Kshu omer v'nitma. Ah, but once the Torah says v'nitma, havi omer kidei tuma, kidei bia, kidei ara, kidei chazar zdekel divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So there we have Rabbi Eliezer saying all the things that Rabbi Yishmael said in the first brisa. Rabbi Shua Omer, Kedei Mezikas Kos. Rabbi Shua says Kedei Mezikas Kos, which was what Rabbi Eliezer said in the first brisa. Benazi Omer, Kedei Lishtoso. Benazi says the amount of time that it takes to drink it, which is what Rabbi Yeshua said in the first brisa. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kedei Litzos Beitza. Rabbi Kiva said the amount of time it takes to roast an egg, which is what Ben Azai said in the first brisa. Rabbi Dov Maseir Omer Kedei Lagoma. Rabbi Dov Maseir says it's the amount of time it takes to swallow it, which is what Rabbi Akiva said in the first brisa. So everyone is like shifted down one slot in terms of setting up the opinions. So Kasal Kedai Techainu Hakafas Dekel Hainu Chazaras Dekel. So we assume Hakafas Dekel Chazaras Dekel. It all means the same thing. And Hasmam Rabbi Shmuel Kedei Hakafas Dekel Upolig Rabbi Lazarele. In the first brisa, Rabbi Yishmael says Kedei Hakafas Dekel, and Rabbi Lazar says no, it's not Kedei Hakafas Dekel. Rabbi Lazar says Kedei Mizikas Kos, and Hacha Amar Rabbi Lazar Kedei Chazaras Dekel. And yet over here in the second brisa, Rabbi Lazar himself is the one that says Kedei Chazaras Dekel. Amar Rabbi Hakafa Bregel Chazar Baruch. Now there are two different shurim. Hakafas Dekel is walking around a dekel by foot. Chazaras Dekel is the amount of time that it would take a leaf to blow around the dekel tree. Bayi Ravashi Chazar Baruch Kiyechi Dazal V'Hadrasi Adom Kiyechi Dazal V'Asi V'Adikai B'Duchtei. When we say the amount of time it would take the leaf to blow around the tree, does that mean and then come back to the other side of the tree and stop moving and stop even wavering in the wind, or the amount of time that it would take just to get from point A back to point A going around the whole tree? So take the Gemara leaves that unresolved. But still the first price of Reb Lezer said Kedei Mezikas Kos. Now he changes his mind and says Kedei Chazar Zdekel. Yeah, because that's the same shear. It all means the same thing. First price of Reb Lezer said the amount of time it takes to drink the wine. Second price he says the amount of time it takes to do a mezigas kos. He means both together, meaning that it's not a contradiction. He means the amount of time that it takes to be mosaic and shosa the kos. Why do we answer that way? Why don't we just say that the shir mezig and the shir shtia are the same shir? So that's a strange question. Maybe they're just not. So, but it seems like they're roughly the same. So why don't we say chad shiruhu? See, imkain heiner Rabbi Lazar can't say it's the same shir because then he's in agreement with Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said kedei mezigas kos. So then you can't have chad shiruhu with Rabbi Yeshua saying kedei shtia. First price of Ben Azai said the amount of time time it takes to roast an egg, and over here he says the amount of time it takes to drink it. So yidividi chachiru. Yeah, that means the same thing. In the first place, Rabbi Kiva said the amount of time it takes to swallow the egg. Over here, he says the amount of time it takes to roast the egg. You need both. It's the amount of time it takes to do both, to roast it and then swallow it. Why don't you say that roasting it takes the same amount of time that it takes to swallow it? Because then you'd be saying the exact same thing as Ben Azai, who said, he himself said, the amount of time it takes to roast an egg. Previously, in the first place, Rabbi Yehuda Maseira says the amount of time it takes to swallow three eggs, and over here he says the amount of time it takes to swallow it. He was answering according to Rabbi Kiva. He's telling Rabbi Kiva, why do you have to say that the shear is the amount of time to roast and swallow the egg? You can make the whole shear all about swallowing the egg and just increase the number of eggs. So say the same shear you want to say, but express it differently. Why complicate matters by saying that you take the egg and you roast it and you swallow it? Say the amount of time that it takes to swallow three eggs and you'll get to the same point. Which, by the way, leads you to believe that Kedei Gemiyah and Kedei Tzliya are not the same. Because if it's Kedei Gemiyah of Shalosh Beitzim, how could that be Kedei Tzliya and Kedei Gemiyah being the same shear? So Rabbi Zmin Yirmiyah Kedei Shiyikshar Gardinima, that's the amount of time that it would take to tie the string on the loom. By Ravashi, so the Gemara is going to have three questions that are all going to end in Teku. By Ravashi, Demirchako Demikrav, are they close to each other on the loom or far apart from each other? Teku, don't know. So the amount of time it takes a woman to take a splinter out of her teeth. By Ravashi, the Mahadik or the Lamahadik, is it stuck in there really tight or not? Teku. Also unresolved. The amount of time it takes a woman to stick her hand into the basket and take out a loaf of bread. Is it attached really well into the basket or not? Is it an old basket which is easier to use, or it's a new basket which is harder, more difficult to use, more difficult to maneuver things in and out of? Are we dealing with warm bread which could slip out of your hands and can crumble more easily, or are we talking about cool bread that's already cooled down, which is more easy to remove from the basket? Bidchiti al bidasari. Are we talking about bread made out of wheat or bread made out of barley? Wheat bread is smoother and less likely to crumble. Berechicha al bakusha. Are we talking about soft bread or hard bread? Teku. All of these things completely unresolved. We're not sure. Nine opinions about how long it takes. Kedei stira, kedei tuma, how long it is. Everyone was just measuring based on how long it takes them personally for bia. So the ika ben Azai de lanasiv. How could you say everyone was just measuring their own personal experience? What about ben Azai? Ben Azai never got married. The Gemara in Yevamos says ma'es eshenafshi chashka b'torah. The Gemara in Yevamos talks about how important it is to get married and to have children. The sugyas talk about pruvu and bebokas rozrachel arval tanachidach. A person is trying to have a large family, have a lot of children, v'chule. And the Gemara says, what about Ben Azai never got married, never had children. Apparently, it was by choice. It wasn't that he was looking and never found. He never got married. So my essay says shenafshi chashka b'torah, that I'm so engaged in Torah study that I don't want anything to take me away from the Torah. Actually, olam sheiskayim al yedei acherim. And I realize that having children is the only way to keep kiyum ha'olam l'shevas yitzara. We're supposed to populate the world. Other people will do it. There is no shortage of volunteers for to get married and to have children, but there is a shortage of volunteers of people who are chashka b'Torah, who are completely consumed by Torah. So that was Ben Azai. So how could he give a shir bia? So it says there are three possibilities. Either he got married and he later got divorced. Aviba Yisema Merabe Shmielei, or maybe he had a mesora about how long it takes. He learned from his rebbeim, but he wasn't measuring for himself. But others have told him. Aviba Yisema Sod Hashem Lireiv. Or others say that Sod Hashem Lireiv. He was on such a madrega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him in on these secrets. It's interesting. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva that the shear is kedei tzlias beitza ugmiyasa. So the Achronim ask, what do you mean psak? How do you paskin? The Gemara says kolechad. It was mishar ba'at. atzma. Everyone was just saying what worked for them. So everyone, no, there's no machlokas here. Everyone's moda to the shir of the other person for them. So what does it mean a psak? So some suggest that he means that when Rabbi Yochanan says chalachat shir ba'atzmo, how could they not be arguing? You know when the woman goes alone in a room with that guy, what that guy's shir bia is. We're going to have to know how long they were alone in the room and whether they were there as shir stira. So no, what it means is each one was saying with shir ba'atzmo what they assumed the average to be. That they assumed that they're average. So they were assuming that the average is based on their own experiences. But the halacha is still determined based on the average. So the Ram says, what's the average? That's how you have to be miyashiv the Ram. The Chassid David says, why does Ram paskin like Rabbi Akiva though? You want to paskin like someone, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavero velo merabo. So he says, the Ram molds like Rabbi Yochanan that everyone was being mishar ba'atzmo. Rabbi Lazar was mimaher. He was more quick. As it k'mik shekafo shade, the Gemara in the Nedarim says, that Rabbi Lazar in Bia was acted as if a demon was forcing him to do it. So he had a very short period of time. So it's mustavre that stam over avera are not going to engage in bia kamisha kafo shade as if that it's something that they're not interested in doing. So you can't learn from the shir that they're mishar ba'atzmam as opposed to Rabbi Akiva. At the time that Rabbi Akiva got married, he still wasn't a ben Torah. So since at the time that he got married, he still wasn't a ben Torah, so he probably didn't have a bia kamisha kafo shade. So that's the interesting approach of the Chassid David to explain why the Rambam Paskins are Rabbi Akiva. That everyone's Mishar Ba'atzma, they're all off base because they're being Mishar on Kedoshim, Taharim, and whatever. Rabbi Akiva knows what a regular person is like because Rabbi Akiva used to be a regular person, so he's being Mishar like a regular person. That's a pretty stunning thing to say. That Gedolei Tanaim and Amoraim, they're out of touch when they say what they're giving it. How can you say that? And had Rabbi Akiva not come along, everyone would have been wrong. They would have been wrong about how regular people, what the Shir Benini is. Very difficult. So Soda Shemli Reyov is also an interesting idea. The Maritz Chayas over here says, how can you paskin alach l'maisa? The Rebbe Nasa comes paskin alach l'maisa based on Soda Shemli Reyov, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him a secret. Whatever happened to Loba Shemayimi, you're not allowed to determine the halacha based on a nevuah of any sort. You have like that, the Ravid in one or two places, in Ilchus Lulav, in Ilchus Pesach Bechir, in Ilchus Tumas Mishkav Moshev, says, yeah, I know this because of Soda Shemli Reyov. He says, and this is true because Soda Shemli Reyov. So is that it? End of debate. No one's allowed to argue on him. So they all argue on the Ravid. The Ramban argues on the Ravid. People still argue. Even Soda, they're not worried about his Soda Shem the Rev, because Lo B'Shemayim. He could say Soda Shem the Rev all he wants, but nope, Sakalach. You have to deal with Ravad Yosef as a tshuva. Are you allowed to argue when there's a Shalos Tshuvas Min HaShemayim that says something? Shalos Tshuvas Min HaShemayim was one of the Balei Atosos. He used to go to sleep at night and he'd go up to Shemayim and he'd ask all of his questions. Then he'd wake up in the morning and he'd write down the answers that they gave him in the Yeshiva Shalmaila for all of his questions. So that's it. That's the MS, and you can't argue. So Ravadi says, if it makes sense, then it's MS, and if it doesn't make sense, then it's not MS, meaning it's like any other Shita. You treat it like any other Shita. No different. Loba Shemayimi. So what's going on over here? Soda Shemli Reyev. So some suggest that even though we're not Somich on Ruach HaKodesh, and this seems to be a rule throughout Shas, we're not Somich on Ruach HaKodesh for Halacha, to determine Halacha, but to determine Mitzius, facts on the ground, that you're allowed to rely on Soda Shemli Reyav, on Nevuah, on things of that nature. Over here, it's a Metzius question. The question is, well, how long does it take a normal person to have Bia? So it could be that Soda Shemli Reyav is able to determine how long it takes a normal person to have Bia. Anyone who eats bread without netil sedaim, it's as if he slept with a zona. The pasuk somehow equates a kikar lechem with a zona. Well, then it's backwards. If you're trying to say that anyone who eats without an etil sedaim is kilu ba'al isha zona, you should mention the bread first and then mention the isha zona. So it says, no, what's it really teaching me? It's telling us the punishment of being ba'al an isha zona, that ultimately such a person is going to be mevakish kikar lechem. He's going to be hungry. He's going to be searching for food. Tos Shan says, what's the equation over here? Someone who eats without an etil sedaim to be ba'al isha zona, if I would have asked you to finish that sentence, someone who eats without netil sedaim is like, in a million years, you never would have said, it's just like being ba'al zona. What was the Gemara talking about, making such an equation? So he says that what he's doing is, when you eat without netil sedaim, he's making his achila hefker. when you're making a zachila, something that's not doesn't fit into any context, any structure of life. It's just whatever I feel like. Ba'al isha zona, what's the yisr of isha zona? Is alosia kadesha. The yisr is that life of bia should not be hefker, that there should be context. That's the yisr. In fact, that's what Rav Yosef Engel. Rav Yosef Engel and Chosin Yosef writes, you know, there's a halacha that an Eved Ivri is allowed to be given a Shivcha Kananis, that he's allowed to marry a Shivcha Kananis. So Bali Atosis writes, you know, there's no Kinyan Isser in Eved Ivri. Tosin Yavama says, there's only a Kinyan Mamon in Eved Ivri, that he works for you. But his halacha status doesn't change. He's not chayiv in more or less mitzvos. There's no Kinyan Isser in Eved Ivri. So Tosis, but wait, then how's he allowed to be with a Shivcha Kananis? So Tosis says, yeah, because his job is to work for his master. He works for his master during the day by plowing and sowing and whatever and doing whatever he might do, and he works for his master at night by producing little avadim, by sleeping with the Shivcha Kananis and making little avadim. So Chosin Yosef Sadavni Milum asks and tells us, what are you talking about? How can that be part of a Kinyan Mamon, that he's allowed to violate Averos? So what, he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, he's allowed to eat not kosher, to work for his master? It doesn't make any sense. So Chosin Yosef says, wait, what's the Isser of sleeping with the Shivcha Kananis? He says, unbelievable, he says, there's no Isser of sleeping with a non-Jew. There's no Isser. What's the Isser? The Isser is Alsiya Kadesha. The Isser is don't have Znus as a life of Hefker. Elamai, you can't be married to a non-Jew. So it's no Tfisas Kiddushin. So by definition, every time one sleeps with a non-Jew, it's always Hefker. It's always a BS Hefker. Because there is no construct, there is no framework of marriage that it fits into because there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. So Mela, it's Hefker. But if it's in the context of his avdus, so it gives context to what he's doing. So mele, there's no isser. It's not even an isser to begin with. But that's the isser. The isser is that znus shouldn't be hefkerus. It should be a bia, shouldn't be hefkerus. It should be within the context of marriage. And that's what gives it kedusha. The context is what gives it kedusha. Same is true with eating. That eating just for nothing, for no reason. So that's, no, it's within the context of kedusha. It's within the context of brachos, and of netilas adayim, and of treating it properly. That's what the Maharal writes in the Siva Solam. He says that if you one is Boel Azona without Kiddushin, so it's all physical and there's no Kiddusha. He's not adding any Kiddusha to the action. Same is true with eating, that if it's all physical, something's wrong with it. There has to be some Kiddusha that's added to the process, or that really frames the entire process. Amar B'Shekar Amal B'Azor, Kom Lezalza Mentil Sedayim, Nekar Min Ha'olam. Someone who's Mezalza Mentil Sedayim, he's removed from the world. Rashi writes, because he was over al divrei chachamim, he violated divrei chachamim. Tosa says, yeah, and there are a lot of other divrei chachamim also aside from netilas yadayim. So why is it dafka netilas yadayim is nekar min olam? You don't listen to any of the dinim drabanan. It should be nekar min olam. Why does Rashi say? Because over al divrei chachamim, that seems like too broad of an explanation for so specific a statement of Chazal. So the Elio Rabba suggests that the netilas yadayim is different. Netilas yadayim is a bigger chiddush because it's not just the chamor mesakin and mitzvah. It's over here. It's a geder, a siyag. The chamor mesakin netilas yadayim for chulin, because of Srach Truma. So they're being mechadish that even a gezeira that's only Mishum Srach Truma, even that is Nekar Min Ha'olam. So it's trying to say a greater chiddush, that even that's considered to be someone that would be Nekar Min Ha'olam. And not only that, it's even worse over here, because it's like a gezeira le gezeira, because the Gemara Chulin Daf Kovav says Netilu Chulin is because of Truma. Truma itself is because of Stam Yadayim. Stam Yadayim are only Midrabanan. So Stam Yadayim are only Tamei Midrabanan. On a Daraisa level, there's no such thing as hands being Tamei. On a Darais level, you're either Tameh or you're not. It's not that your body's Tar and your hands are Tameh. So the whole thing is Rabbanan. So it's like a Gzera, Gzera, and still Ne'akar Min Olam. That's what Rashi says. Look how far it goes to be over al Divrei Chachamim. Amrav Chiv Rashi Amrav, Mayim Rishon Mitzorach Sheyag Bia Yadav Lamala, Mayim Rachon Mitzorach Sheyash Bia Yadav Lamata. When you wash Mayim Rishonim, you want to pick up your hands high after you wash Mayim Rishonim, because you don't want the water from the first washing to drip down onto your hand. The water from the first washing is still Tameh. So if it drips down back onto the fingers, it will be Matameh the fingers. So you want to hold up your hands till you dry them by Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim. You want it facing down, because Mayim Achronim is for the Melech Sodomus, to wash off the Melech Sodomus. So you want it all to drain off the hands as quickly as possible. So that's the difference between Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achronim. It happens to be, the Rishonim point out, that if you wash with a full revius, so then Mayim Rishonim, even the water won't become Tameh. Then this wouldn't be necessary. You wouldn't even need the Netilah Shniyah. But our minig is, we use a generous amount of water, and we do in Atila Rishon and Atila Shania, we do both anyway. But and our minhag is that we still hold up our hands facing with our fingers facing upward. Tani Nami Achi, and note the Yad of Sarach Sheyagbia Yad of Lamala Shem Yetsu Amayim Chutz Leperik V'Yachshu V'Yitamos Yadayim, because the concern is the water is going to go beyond the area of the Natila, will become Tameh, and then will come right back and be Metameh the fingers. Amar Rav Yehovah, Kol Ochel Paspel Onigav Yadayim Kilu Ochel Lechem Tameh. Someone who eats bread without drying his hands, it's as if he ate Lechem Tameh. Shnemar V'Yomar Shem Kacha Yochel B'nei Yisrael Es Lachmam Tameh. So it's very important that we not only wash our hands, but we dry our hands. Why is it so important to dry the hands? So Rashi writes, so that you don't make the bread moist, and then it will be disgusting, and so you need dry hands to eat the bread, so the bread won't be disgusting. Other Rishonim say that no, it's in order to remove the tumah. The Mayim Rishonim became tameh when it came in contact with the hands, so you need to dry them to remove the tumah. So it sounds like if you washed with a full revius, or you were tovel yadayim as opposed to being notel yadayim, or even if you were notel pam shenis, you washed a second time, so then l'chori you shouldn't need a niguv yadayim. And the third opinion in Rishonim Rabbeinu Chananel is that we do niguv yadayim because the mayim is machshir the food to be makabel tumah. So if you don't dry your hands well, the moisture of your hands is going to touch the food and it's going to be machshir the kabel tumah. So then it wouldn't make a difference how much water you use to wash your hands. But because niguv yadayim is so important, that's why the Rishonim all point out, Tosfos writes in Maseches Pesachim, other Rishonim point out, that's why we make a bracha after the netilah, before the niguv. That's our heter, to make a bracha when we already did netilah sadayim. What happened to over las yasan? It's still a little over las yasan because it's before the niguv yadayim. May ve'eshes ish nefesh yikar tatsun. Amr b'chir b'rabba amr b'yochrim kol adam sheish b'gas saruach l'besof nichshal ve'eshes ish. Anyone who's bal gaiva ultimately is going to stumble with an eshes ish. Amr b'eshes ish nefesh yikar tatsun. That an eshes ish, an otherwise precious neshama, is going to be ensnared in her trap. Not an otherwise precious neshama, nefesh yikara. Someone who thinks highly of himself is going to be ensnared in her trap. Amr b'rabba hay nefesh yikara nefesh gavoa mi b'ayle. Why do you call that a nefesh yikara? You should call that a nefesh kavoa, someone who's a bal gaiva. Va'od he tatsud mi b'ayle. It should say he tatsud. Elam Rava, you know what it means to tell me this pasuk is kalabal eshesish. Afil la matora tichsiv ba yikari himi pninim. Someone is bal eshesish, even if he learned Torah, which is more precious than pearls and gems. Mikomin gadol shenichnas lefnai v'lefnim, and it doesn't just mean pninim; it means even more precious. Someone who learns Torah is even more precious than the kohen gadol is nichnas lefnai v'lefnim. That's a halachic statement that a talmud chacham is kodem lekohen gadol amaretz. It's the mission horios that when you have to prioritize people, so the talmud chacham takes priority over the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. So he's more yakar than even the Kohen Gadol is nichnas lefnai v'lefnim. Still, even someone with such a special thing going for him that he learns Torah, still he titzudan l'dinu shel Gehenim. Being bal neshes ish, she's gonna that avera is gonna send him to Gehenim anyway. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, continuing in statements about how terrible it is to have gas saruach. Kol adam sheish bo gas saruach kilu ovid avod zchavim. Having gas saruach is it's as if a person did avod zarek. Sifacha tovas Hashem kol gvalev uksifasam v'losavi toeva el beisecha. They're both referred to as a toeva. Gaiva is referred to as a toeva, and avod zara is referred to as a toeva. Rabbi Yochanan today Amar kilu kafar beik. There are a few things in the Torah referred to as a toeva, right? Mishkav zachar is referred to as a toeva, keeping unfair weights and balances when you do business is referred to as a toeva. You have to try to figure out what the connection is between all those things. Why those things are dafka referred to as a toeva? Don't know. Rabbi Yochanan didei amar kilu kafar beikar. It's as if he's been kafar beikar. Shemar v'ram levavcha v'shachachta sashem elokecha. That a person who has gaiva is going to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it's ram levavcha. He has this gaiva. The result is the natural result is the shachachta es Hashem elokecha. Rabbi Chaim bar Chanina amar kilu ba al kol arayos. As if he was ba'al all the arayos. Ksivacha toavas Hashem kol gvalev. Ksivasam ki es kol toevos el. That all of the toevos, all the arayos. Ula Amar, fifth possibility, kilu bana bama. It's as if he built a bama. Shneamar, chilu lechem en adem, asher nesham bapo, ki bameh nechashev hu. Al tikri bameh, Ela bama, ki bama nechashafu, that it's considered like a bama. My yad liyad lo yinake. What does the pasuk mean when it says yad liyad lo yinake? Amrav kalabal leish sishafilu knol la kodesh baruch shemayim baretz kavram avinu tichsube harimos yadi al Hashem kel elyon kodesh shemayim baretz lo yinake midina shel gehenim. That even someone is like Avram Avinu, where kodesh baruch hu is makna to him the entire world, because kodesh baruch hu built the world bihi baram al tikri bihi baram el ba Avram. That kodesh baruch hu created the entire world for Avram Avinu. Nevertheless, he's not going to be menukah medina shel gehenim if he's bo'el in eishes ish. He's still going to have to face time in gehenim. Kashlu the debate Rabbi Shila, hay yad liyad lo yinake yaday mi bayalei, not yad liyad. It should have said yaday. El ami debate Rabbi Shila, afilu kibel Torah kemosh Rabbeinu, tichsibe mi yimino eish taslamo lo yinake medina shel gehenim. No, it means to say that even if a person is such a zechus that he was mekabel the Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu, still he's not going to be menukah medina shel gehenim if he's bo'el in eishes ish. Kashlu Rabbi Yochanan, hay yad liyad. If that's what it means, it shouldn't say yad liyad, yad miyad. It's about receiving the Torah. It should say Yad Miyad. Elam Rabbi Yochanan afilu also tzedaka b'seiser. Tichsim matan b'seiser yich ba'af lo yinaka medina shel gehenim. No, what the chiddush is that even if a person does the great mitzvah of matan b'seiser, of giving tzedaka in private, quietly, understated, still he's not going to be menuka medina shel gehenim if he's bo'el in eishes ish. So the two lessons: it's bad to be a balgaiva, and it's bad to sleep with an eishes ish. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up that fame and I'll tomorrow.